Coming back to you here, Kevin R. Novak, deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting abolishing the largest church in America, civil government school system. Great news about civil government school system funding. According to an article from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, most states have cut school funding, and some continue cutting. In her December 10, 2015 article, Marlana Wallace writes, most states provide less support per student for elementary and secondary schools, in some cases much less, than before the Great Recession. Our survey of state budget documents over the last 3 months finds, worse, some states are still cutting 8 years after recession took hold. End quote. The center is biased towards humanistic central planning in the form of civil government schools. I can tell because the article presupposes that civil government schools should be buttressed with more money. Quote, our country's future depends crucially on the quality of its schools. These cuts weaken schools' capacity to develop the intelligence and creativity of the next generation of workers and entrepreneurs. End quote. One subtlety to humanistic thinking is they don't want to tip Christians to the fact that civil government schools are designed to produce submissive workers. That is why they threw in the word entrepreneur there, as if entrepreneurs are developed in civil government schools. The study found, quote, at least 31 states provided less state funding per student in the 2014 school year than in the 2008 school year. In at least 15 states, the cuts exceeded 10%, end quote. That is awesome news. We must continue this momentum. With the surge in homeschooling numbers and private education in general, and this news about lowering budgets, it puts tremendous pressure on the civil government's school system. It's bending big time, and it's going to break. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting breaking that civil government school system through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.